You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Originally from England, Henry Reith was lucky enough to go off around the world having fun and testing businesses before mistakenly going to Australia. In the 2 years since, he has built up Refined Events, Australia's most creative food and drink marketing agency, and has recently launched Clever QR that provided corporate QR coding marketing strategies and solutions. Henry, a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio, and a very early good morning to you.
Well, good to join you as well, Eric. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
You are welcome. Did you always know you wanted to work for yourself and run your own company, or what was your motivation to take it and do it yourself?
It's funny enough, at the age of 13, I went to my dad and asked, hey, what's this Financial Times? And at the age of 13, I was reading the Financial Times. So I guess then I always had that spirit that I wanted to know about finance and wanted to know how the world worked. And ever since then, I've always been interested in business and looking to find out more and how it happened. So at the age of 16, when I had my first opportunity to do my own thing, I grabbed it with both hands, and I've never looked back, really. Moving from, I don't know if you've heard of it, but dry stone walling, I got to do that for a summer and created dry stone walls for customers. And just knowing that I could actually work for myself and earn my own money was amazing. And ever since then, the last 8 years has just been the most exciting ride of my life, I have to say.
Yes, I can imagine. Now, how did you journey and experience going around the world? How did that help you in setting up Refined Events?
Well, I think I was lucky enough, seeing lots of different ways of doing things in so many countries, it was a real inspiration, and it taught me that to ask more questions and actually look around a bit more, because you can't just jump in and I've seen that before. But really spending the time researching markets a bit more was really useful. And I could bring lots of techniques that I learned, for instance, in North America to Australia, lots of things I learned from England to Australia. And it's been really well received. So I'm very lucky to have had those experiences. And I feel that that's really influenced where Refined Events has gone, really.
And since starting Refined Events, how has it developed and how has it changed in the last year and a half?
Well, I think starting any new business, you've got to know what you do. And I just did the typical testing ideas with customers, get out there talking to them. It started as just an events company. Then as I saw the market grow and grow, I changed it. So we now look after a number of food companies, a number of technology companies, and we look after their full marketing service. So that's offline and online branding, promotion and events. And you've really got to listen to your customers and let them create your product for you. And it's been a real journey of change and discovery as we find new services that we can offer our customers. So yes, it's changed an awful lot in the last year and a half.
Today we're joined by Henry Reith, founder of Refined Events, Australia's most creative food and drink marketing agency. And also, Henry has recently launched Clever QR that provides corporate QR code marketing strategies and solutions here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You have recently started Clever QR. We just mentioned that. What lessons have you learned from your experience starting and running Refined Events?
Well, I think my lessons, it was, you've got to, there's nothing like a signed contract. And as I'm sure most entrepreneurs find, until that first deal comes in, you know you haven't made it. And I think also planning as well, because before going to refined events, I did plan things, but Clever QR was highly planned. It's a lot of research, and I think having a better offering before we go to customers has been a really, really exciting thing. It also has allowed me to work closer with team members with a higher understanding of what they do. So I would have said that Clever QR it's just running so much more smoother from the lessons I've learned, you know, press to working and the accounting side, the whole operation is just so much smoother. And yeah, it's all about planning, really, having that extra bit of time to plan things.
Well, tell me, what are your future plans with the two companies moving forward?
Well, I'm actually looking to move Refined Events into New Zealand. That will be a really good step for us. And Clever QR, well, the opportunities are endless. We're working with a number of industries to provide them really fun solutions to what, you know, these fun QR codes that are popping up around the place. And we're looking to push that technology as far as possible. Whether that's in events or in tourism or in corporate marketing, we're just looking to take this technology as far as we can. I'm also personally looking to spend some more time in the States, learn some more about the business culture over with you guys, and I think continue my journey of learning what's out there in the world and continued improvement. So yeah, I very much look forward to the future, and it's something that I wake up every day and just so excited what I can do. So yeah, the future's bright, as they say.
No question about it. Like what you're doing, and like how you've taken advantage of not only some of those passions, but not let the location by any means stop you from doing what you're wanting to get accomplished. So Henry, tell our listeners where they can get more information about Refined Events as well as Clever QR online.
Well, you can get some more information about Refined Events at www.refinedevents.com.au, and same for Clever QR online, again, www.cleverqr.com.au. And yeah, jump on there. All of our contact details are on there. Fill in the contact form, and we'd love to talk to you.
Sounds like a plan. Now, in conclusion and customary on the show, what advice could you lend to the entrepreneur listening in that's desiring to start a business like yourself, or to initiate a creation of their own by putting it on the map in the marketplace? What would you tell our listeners?
You know, something that's really close to my heart, and something I've really learned, is build a really good support network around yourself, because whether that's personal or business, it's people supporting you is so important. I mean, in business, if you can every week have someone that you talk to and you say, this week I am going to achieve this, and then they tell you the same goals, it's been really inspirational doing that. And I can only imagine that doing that for yourself as well is really going to push up your productivity and get you closer to achieving your goals. That's the name of the game, really.
He is Henry Reith, founder of Refined Events, Australia's most creative food and drink marketing agency, and also has recently launched Clever QR that provides corporate QR code marketing strategies and solutions. And the websites of reference for Refined Events, refinedevents.com.au, and for Clever QR, cleverqr.com.au. Henry, it's been a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio, coming to us from Australia this morning.
Thank you very much as well.
And the pleasure is ours. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.